Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, just last month, we heard plans here on this show to redevelop Dublin's Victorian fruit and vegetable market at St Mary's Lane. And this is after the City Council agreed to borrow about $30 million to ensure that the project goes ahead. So we spoke to businesses and locals in Dublin to find out what they want the new market to look like. So this morning, as producers were laying out their products at the English Market in Cork, I spoke to some of them to find out why it's been such a success.
No, hiya, good morning. I was wondering, can I get 2 fillets of hake, please? Thank you.
Who cares? Make sure it's fresh, so you know what she's like.
Would you mind taking the skin off as well for me, please?
I'm Pat O'Connell, and you're in the English Market in Cork, one of the best markets in Europe.
What makes it so good, Pat?
The people. It's still about local produce, it's about local people, it's about the service you get, it's about the banter, it's about the bit of crack. You know, if you can't take an insult, don't come in here because you're going to get them.
Yeah.
And it's just about the relationship between the guy behind the counter or the girl behind the counter and the person in front of it.
Are your customers mainly locals or are they tourists?
Oh, local. Local. Without local, we won't survive. Tourism is fine, but you won't survive on tourism. It has to be local. And I mean, that's the problem with a lot of markets now, is that they neglect the local and they become a tourist attraction. You can't do that. You've got to keep the two.
And they're talking about redeveloping the old Victorian market in Dublin. There's plans to do that over the next couple of years. What's your advice to them on making it as successful as here?
Like, you just don't open a building and say, this is a market. It doesn't work like that. It's about the history. It's about the feel of the place. It's about the banter that's there. And that takes a long time to build up. It's something that just grows itself and grows over time. And like we have, you know, I talk about third generation here, but we've also got third generation customers. My mum used to always say that, like, you know, don't ever get too cocky because you're only as good as the last fish you sold.
Daddy, a bucket with sudsy water, please, and a scrubby. Thank you.
So what have we got?
So as I said, the bulk of it would come from Castledown Bear in West Cork. So this morning we got in lovely red mullet. We have squid hair or calamari.
Love it.
We've got fabulous haddock. Haddock is a great fish and chips job. It's a really fabulous fish.
Now this is up my street now.
Oh, the crab, yeah. Yeah, we get that from Shellfish Delamere in Castletown as well. And of course the salmon.
Yeah.
And in another month we'll have wild salmon. And we get wild salmon from the River Lee, which
right.
is 100 yards from here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
couldn't
is
be
amazing.
Fresher.
Couldn't be fresher.
Yeah.
And it was one of the big bonuses the time the Queen visited. Because on the morning, I had put huge pressure on our fishermen because the season had just opened to get me salmon. And when she came, we were able to tell her when it was caught,
yeah.
where it was caught, by who it was caught.
Yeah.
And to just say that it was wild salmon for our own river running through the city was just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
No, hiya, good morning. I was wondering, can I get 2 fillets of hake, please? Thank you.
Who cares? Make sure it's fresh, so you know what she's like.
Would you mind taking the skin off as well for me, please? You're a star, thank you.
Kathleen Noon in Stall English Market.
What do you sell here?
All pig's products, from the head to the tail.
Literally now, from the head to the tail?
Literally, yeah. Well, you're looking at pig's feet, which are called crew beans.
But you can really... They really do look like the pig's feet, don't they?
Oh, they do, yeah. Then we have bodice, which is the bacon ribs. It's the salted ribs. You have a thing then called skirts and kidneys. They're the most Cork popular dish.
Skirts and kidneys?
Skirts and kidneys, yeah. It's the diaphragm. The skirt is the diaphragm and the kidney then, of course. We have the pig's tail, pig's head.
Hansa, would people come in, they buy the pig's head and would they just throw that in the oven?
No. I used to always have them on display on the counter, but now I only do them on request because it was the older generation.
Yeah.
You know?
How would you cook that?
You just boil it like a bit of bacon, but you give it a good few hours. You give it about 3 or 4 hours.
Now, the ham hock I've heard of plenty of times. You see that in a lot of menus.
Yeah. You get the ham hock, which is the bacon hock, and then you can get the pork hock, which you roast in the oven. We literally sell everything but the squeal.
Now, what can I get for yourself? Do you want to do me a cappuccino for takeaway and
yep.
My name's Mary and we're at the sandwich stall in English Market. We do a range of sandwiches and salads.
How long are you here?
I'm working here about 14 years. I suppose sandwich stall is nearly open 20, 2 years maybe at this stage, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's always been great, and we have the same kind of people coming in all the time, same regular customers, so you kind of get to know them, and like, which is lovely. So you get that personal touch with them. Yeah. So yeah, weather dependent. If it's really raining, we might pull back a small bit. But once the tourist season kicks off, this place is so busy all the time, like, which is great.
Could I get enough food for two people, please? Yeah, thank you. Could you take the skinner as well off? Yeah, please. Thanks.
I'm Harriet. I'm from the Rooty Foodie. We're third generation traders. My grandfather set up the stall in the 1960s, and my mom took it over maybe 15 years ago, and now I'm here as well.
So what do you guys sell?
All our products are small scale produced. We're very vocal about local. A lot of our products are made in Cork, and if they're not Cork, they're further afield and they're Irish. We do lots of raw honey. We're into Easter now, so lots of chocolate eggs and bunnies from O'Connell's, well known in Cork. Skellig, Chocolate Garden.
Is it hard when it's kind of in the business and you're third generation? Is there a lot of pressure to keep it going?
Well, I don't think so. There was never pressure on me to come in here, but when you grow up in family business, you know, you have that fire in your belly. And there's nothing like the money you make yourself. I'm actually a qualified teacher, but I always had a grow for the market. And I think a lot of, you know, second, third generation traders would say the same. My mom always said her father was her greatest teacher, and I have to say the same about my mom, you know. Yeah. We have lots to learn from each other.
How are you, Anwar? Yeah, good. Enjoying that sunshine?
Yeah.
I know, it's like summer, thank God. Actually, have you some cod as well? Yeah, and I get two portions of cod. And could you vacuum pack it for me? Separately, please. Thank you.
Yeah, that's, of course, the English Market in Cork. It's a really busy spot, and I'm absolutely mortified to tell you that it was my first time ever to visit the English Market in Cork earlier this morning. Cork, or Connor, I should say, has got in touch to say, absolutely, you cannot leave without getting the spiced beef sandwich from Number 20 Cafe. Have I got that right? Number 20 Cafe, when you're down. It's a Cork delicacy. No question about it at all. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Thanks again, though, I should say, to all of the gang at the English Market in Cork for chatting to us here earlier this morning.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.